actual knowledge.
And something that people might find to be amazing is it's so very consistent, even with what we learn from our own scriptures. I really liked the way that you talked about the approach of what would Jesus do about the war on drugs, for instance. Would you care to share with us how you delve into the mind of Jesus to find out how he would approach, perhaps, the drug wars?
Well, as a Christian, I've long tried to get into the mind of Jesus to understand what he was doing. And I even edited a book called The Life and Wisdom of Jesus in Scripture, where I took the four gospel stories and broke them down into one story that included all the information about Jesus. And so I really feel like I do understand some of the, where he was at, and particularly in relationship to drugs, because I remember I grew up in a Southern Baptist church, and you know, you couldn't even have sacramental wine because they were so afraid of drugs. And yet, when you read the Bible, that Jesus went to a wedding party where they served wine, and when it ran out, he turned water into wine. And according to the Bible, those six stone jars each were capable of holding 20 to 30 gallon of wine. So Jesus really, he didn't just bring a couple bottles. He brought several huge jars of wine to the party. So you must think that he wasn't opposed to drugs. And then when we study science, we know that even from government studies, for example, of cannabis, which was kind of the main drug that I focused on in the book, that alcohol is a much stronger drug than cannabis or marijuana, the Mexican name. And so it seems that Jesus must have been tolerant of intoxicants. So the question is, would he have been tolerant of marijuana? Well, I don't know, but it just seems rational to assume that he probably was. I don't want to be dogmatic, but I don't think that Jesus would go and put somebody in prison for using drugs. If he saw someone was using drugs and they were hurting themselves, he would give them love. He would give them support. He would look for ways to help them to solve their problems, to solve their addictions. He would put his arm around them. He would give them love. He wouldn't demonize them. And Buddha, pretty much the same thing. He taught that peaceful minds led to peaceful speech and peaceful action. And I'm sure if he practiced that, he would be tolerant.
And yet,